Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. You know, I'm very excited to be co-emceeing the Challenger Fashion event tomorrow night. ChallengerFashion.com for more information. Gotta get right. Gotta get my mind right. Gotta get my beard right. I'm gonna stop by and see my man Luis Ontiveros at the Dot Barbershop right by where my grandma and grandpa used to live on Parallel. You know that place. You know that area, don't you, Nate Bucati?
I do.
Maybe I get you a t-shirt today.
I would love that.
And I'm so excited because it's a great event. One of my favorites of the year. And this year, the 2018 event co-chairs, Rex and Jennifer Hudler. And my man Rex Hudler is on the show right now. Good morning, Rex. How are you?
Steven, what a question. Man, I miss you guys. Nate, how are you today?
Hud, it's great to hear your voice, man. I'm good.
Thank you. Man, what a awesome introduction, especially with the crowd roaring and Lokane clearing the bases. So happy for him to find himself a job. But look, for us, Steven and Nate, now, Nate, I don't know if you're going to be able to come. I hope you're coming. But Friday night's going to be a lot of fun. Saturday night. It's Friday today. We are going to have so much fun. You know what? Raising money for the YMCA and that fashion show event has been a blast. Steven, you are one of the best MCs I've ever heard. With your energy, your fun, your humor, man, I can't wait for it to go. But you know what it is, fellas? It's all about the enjoyment that these young Challenger special needs kids get. When we raise money and these kids get a chance to go out and play sports just like any typical kid, that's one of the best days of my life, to go out there and sit and watch them have fun. And you know, when you're in the stands and you're watching these special needs kids compete, your heart is filled with so much joy that you really enjoy watching them because you're cheering for both teams. I've never been to a sporting event ever with my kids that I'm pulling for both teams. But when my son Cade goes out and he plays with these other kids and they compete, it's just beautiful to watch these guys pull for one another. When they guard each other in basketball, they stand 4 feet away and they just put their hands up. And the other kid with special needs, he gets a clean shot. And then sometimes they'll even help them get the rebound. I mean, you'll never see anything like it. Guys, thanks for coming, and thanks for having me on so I could share that.
You know, and your son, Cade, he owns the runway.
Oh,
he's one of the very best runway models now for Challenger Fashion. And so we're all very excited. He gets out there. He puts on a show, yeah. Rex.
He's a lot like his daddy. He's never seen a camera or a microphone he didn't like. and he's all over it. Now, He's going to be all styled up, and I'm happy I'm bringing my other two sons, too. William and Kate, and David are going to join Kate, Jennifer, and I for a wonderful night of celebration, celebrating the differences. But also, I can't wait to see what Steven's wearing. Steven, have you already picked out your duds?
You know what? I'm going to have a nice suit. I'll surprise you, but I'm going to dress it up. I don't wear a suit too often, but for a special event like this, Challenger Fashion. You go to ChallengerFashion.com. And again, this is about us coming together and raising money to give more children with special needs the opportunity to play sports, learn new skills, build confidence, make new friends. And the proceeds from this year's event is going to help build two additional baseball fields with synthetic turf that can also be used for other sports at the all-accessible Fred and Shirley Pryor YMCA Challenger Sports Complex. And so that is awesome. You're right. The stars of the show are the Challenger athletes. And also, Rex, Whit Merrifield, Bubba Starling, and Jason Hamill are going to be on the runway donating their time and their efforts to raise money. So anyone that's going to be in attendance, it's going to be a great lineup. And again, if you want to get tickets, it's not too late. Go to challengeyourfashion.com for more information. How cool is that Whit and Bubba and Jason are going to be there on Saturday night?
Oh, two-hit Whit is back. That is so fun. You know, those guys, Jason Hamill, man, that is so good to have a runway full of royals. So this is going to be a great event, man. I'm just looking forward to it. I can't wait. There's all kinds of auction items. The royals donated some bats, you know, a moose Stauskas helmet. Whitley's got a used game used helmet. You know, things that people can take home and remember, especially from some of the departed free agents. There's still a few keepsakes left, man. Come on out and check out. We got a great silent auction. Live auction is going to be good. But really, it's all about raising the proceeds to go to these young men and women that love, like you said, to build their self-esteem, to build friendships. Those are things, too, that you mentioned that I didn't really share how important they were, that Cade has buddies that he comes over and they have a sleepover or they'll go to the movies. You know, they get to know each other, just like typical boys and girls that play in new sports. And some of these kids are even more adult, which is okay. They're older. It doesn't matter. They still love it. But, guys, if it wouldn't be for people like you that didn't come and open up their wallets and make this possible, we'd be in trouble. But we're so thankful that the YMCA and the Marriott Muehlbach, right across the street from FanFest, that's where it is, right downtown there, right across from Bartle Hall. We're going to have a great time, man. Thank you so much, Stephen, for having me on today.
And it's going to be great, and Dola White's going to be there. And like I said, challengerfashion.com for more information. And Rex, obviously the big news outside of what we're talking about with Challenger Fashion is Lorenzo Cain going back home to his original team, the Milwaukee Brewers, 5 years, $80 million. You got to see all this. You got to see this run from the broadcast booth and be around the team. And so when you now look back, I know it's just the day after he signs, but what's your favorite memory or two or something you can share with us about the time you spent with Lorenzo Cain?
Wow, Stephen, thank you. Yeah, I heard the news last night. I was tweeting and I was sending out some messages to some of my close friends that low Cain can. I mean, to watch him chase balls down. And, you know, I don't get the call, which is fortunate for the fans. I don't get the call off the bat. You know, there's a drive, deep left field, going back. He's like, he makes the catch. I'd be falling out of the booth if I had that. So Ryan and Fizz get those calls on TV. But I'll be sitting there holding my breath, and I'll be watching the ball fly, and I see Lokain take a perfect route, and I'm thinking, he's not going to get there. He's not going to get it. Oh, no, two more runs are going to score. And all of a sudden, that last step, he leaps and lunges and doesn't even leave his feet, and his shoestring catches it. I saw so many of those. And you know, guys, all the earned runs, all of the runs that were saved, all the pitches, the extra pitch count, think about all that. It all adds up. Man, and he was one of the best. He's a world champion. People will never forget him here. And he's the first of the big four to go, and hopefully we'll be able to keep one or two of them ourselves here. But I'm really proud of Lokain. I was thankful. I was even praying for his family last night, the two young boys he has now and his wife, and thinking about, you know, Oklahoma City, where he lives, and how proud that town is of him. But really, he's a world champion and a two-time World Series you know, back-to-back in 14 and 15. We'll never forget it. But I'm so happy for him, guys. Thanks for asking.
So, Hud, look, 10 years in the minor leagues for you, 10 years in the big leagues. You've been broadcasting for a long time since then. You know the business inside and out. Have you ever seen an offseason like this? I mean, where it's – I mean, we're less than a month away from spring training, and most of the biggest names out there still haven't even signed their free agent deals. We don't know where everybody's going to be yet.
Yes, Nate. You know, unfortunately, I have. It was back in the 80s when the owners, I don't like to use the word collusion, but when they colluded and kept all the free agents out, you know, they ended up paying heavily. So, you know, hopefully they've learned their lesson. But, yeah, back then, there wasn't anybody going either. Fortunately, it didn't affect me, but it did affect some of my teammates. But they end up getting paid back. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Yeah, I've never seen it. That's this late for so many stars, but I just think that the negotiation process is obviously is slowed to a crawl, and they're kind of just waiting. It's a chess game now. They're kind of just sitting back and waiting, but it's kind of makes fans impatient everywhere I go. They're asking me, you know, and I'm like, hey, guys, I'll find out when you find out. So, look, I don't have any super insight or anything. But it sure is nice to spend Mr. Glass's money, isn't it?
Right. Well, I'm just wondering, it's got to be tough for the Royals as a team to not know who is going to be on the team, you know, this late to close to spring training. But as a player, that's got to be tough, too. I'm just curious what that's like, not knowing who you're going to be playing for, and you're getting into February.
Oh, Nate, it's unbelievable. It's a gut wrench. Every morning you wake up with that anxiety. The machine inside of your body churns it, and it's just, you're like, oh, man. And so, you know, your wife, if she's been a baseball wife for very long at all, she doesn't say anything. She just said, the only thing she says is, honey, we're going to play somewhere. And it doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. Just get to the gym. And that's all. Get to the gym and keep the cake coming, because you're going to play. But see, some wives out there are going, oh no, they have the anxiety machine working their inside. And so they're going, I gotta find a place for the kids. I gotta find a home next month in spring training. Where are we going to be? So that adds extra pressure to the player. Thankfully, I never was a big star like that, but I was a free agent. And guys like me would go early.
Yeah,
I went early in the year. One year I was a free agent, man. It was the best payday I ever got at 35 years old. Think about it. Had my best season in 21 years. Had one good year, and the poor Phillies had to pay for it. So right away, the Dodgers, Phillies, the Cleveland Indians, they came right at me in November. So it was early. It got over. They gave me some cake. I went and just laid a huge egg in Philly. And then the fans let me know about it, of course, as good as they are. They let me have it. But look, it's really helps a lot when those people around you are supportive, they give their positive take on it, that helps to hold the anxiety down. But it's really tough on a player.
Hey, Hud, I was looking at Fox Sports Kansas City's Twitter feed, and they were tweeting out some stuff that you and Joel Goldberg were doing, kind of, you know, hot stove stuff. And this stood out to me because we just had this young man on the show yesterday. It was a great interview. I thought he was really open and honest with us about the struggles he's had in the minor leagues. He's going to be one of the models at the Challenger Fashion Show tomorrow night. But you picked Bubba Starling as your sleeper for the Royals going into this year. Tell us a little bit about why you picked him and what you're hoping for out of this young man who's obviously a Kansas City product.
Nate, great question, buddy. This young man, when I met him a couple of years ago, I sabotaged him. I approached him like a fan, and he looked at me. I saw him at the gym at Lifetime, and I approached him, and I said, "Bubba, Bubba," and he looked around like, "Oh no, who's Bubba? Who's Bubba?" I said, "Bubba, look, hey man, you know what? I lived your life. I hope you get to live mine." And he kind of looked again, and he goes, "Oh, you're the broadcaster." I said, "Yeah, Bubba, don't you dare quit. Don't you dare quit. If you do, it'll be the biggest mistake you make in your life. Hang it out. Hang in there. Your athleticism, the fact that you can do anything but sell popcorn in the stands, that's all going to come. The cream rises to the top. It takes a while offensively. It took me a long time to figure out. I kept wanting to punch the pitcher in the mouth, and the pitcher kept winning because I was so aggressive, I couldn't stay in the batter's box and hit. I couldn't wait. But eventually I learned how to calm down and hit, and the offense was the last thing to come for me, and if it is for you, that's okay. It's going to come. So hang in there." So after all this, you know, he was looking at me, and then he smiles, and he says, "Don't worry, Hud, I'm going to make it." So he's had a lot of failure that he's had to deal with. And I know from experience, when you handle failure and you've moved forward and you have that internal fire burning, every doubter, every person that says, "Ah, Bubba, you should go back to play football," you put another log on that fire inside. And you're polite to the people who say it. "Well, no, you know what? I'm going to make it in baseball." And you throw that other log on the fire, and you keep going until finally you say, "It's my time." And we're getting there. We're getting close to Bubba's time. And so when he gets that opportunity, I hope he lets it shine. And, you know, he's gonna save runs. He's going to save pitch counts with his athleticism in center field. But I watched a little video of him the other day hitting just recently over at BC with my buddy Jeremy Jones. Jeremy showed me some pictures of him hitting, and I went, "Wow, look at him. He's so different than last year even." So that's going to come. everybody's timetable's different in the grand game. And I believe that this kid's going to help the Royals win another world championship. Their investment will pay off for this kid. He's too good. He's too great an athlete. Athletes win you pennants. Athletes win games. Bubba Starling is going to be a superstar. You watch.
And don't you think it's different? Because we talked about this with him as well. The approach, because in you know the past couple of years, it didn't matter what he did in spring or in the minors. Lorenzo Cain was a center fielder. That was it. Nobody was going to beat out Lo Cain. But now Lo Cain is gone. And look, Paolo Orlando, there'll be other guys out there that are battling for the spot. But the path is there. Now he knows, hey, if I get hot, if I have a good spring, or if I play well the first month in the minors, center field is there for me waiting. Lorenzo Cain is no longer my roadblock.
Oh, hey, look, you know what? There's a lot to that. I have a friend, Bob Tewksbury, who was a pitcher in my era a long time ago for the Cardinals, and he pitched around a little bit. He's a psychologist now in baseball. He's hired by the Giants. He's coming out with a book this March. I'm really excited for him. 90% mental. He's a psychologist that played the game for over 10 years in the major leagues. What a great asset that's going to be to a lot of people, especially players, and get that book and read and talk about. And you know what's going to talk about? How to handle failure. The game revolves around failure. How do you handle striking out with the bases loaded and the game on the line in the ninth inning? And not only do you hear some people in the stands, not at the K, of course, but when you're on the road, people yelling at you, saying unkind words to you, chastising your wife and kids that are in the stands. And then they're talking about you on the way to the ballpark the next day on the radio. And they're saying some unkind things to you, too. Of course, you guys never do that.
No.
No way.
Of course not.
So what you do, how do you let that go? How do you not? And now with the internet, with the social media the way it is, I don't know how these young players can handle it. Look, that'll determine how long you'll stay. So the guys that can wash their hair out with that special kind of shampoo, let the results go down the drain. Those are the young men who stay the longest.
Boy, Hud, I got to be honest. I'd never thought about that comparison, you to Bubba Starling, until you said that, and it makes perfect sense. You were a first-round pick. You were a multi-sport athlete. It took you longer than some to get to the big leagues, but once you got there, you never let it go. And Bubba told us a story yesterday, and we asked him about this. Last year in AAA, when he was struggling at the beginning of the year, he said he walked off the field after striking out four times in a game, and he got on the phone with his mom, and he just broke down in tears. And he's just crying on the phone to his mom, and she said, you know what, you're going to hang in there, and we're going to get through this. And then he started to put it together a little bit after that, and he started having a good season. Did you ever have a moment like that in the minor leagues where you just thought you were at your wit's end and you'd had enough?
Nate, you're staying hot on the questions, bro. That's excellent. Yeah, are you kidding? Yeah, I think probably the biggest, though. Well, once I read my name, and you're in spring training in minor leagues, there's 500 guys in camp. When cut day comes, they just put your names on the board. You know, what team are you with? And for the fifth year in a row, I was going back to A-ball. I couldn't believe it. I'd hit 300 in that league already. Nobody spends 5 years in A-ball. I ended up spending six. Well, I packed my bag. I was so upset. I was so angry. I packed up my stuff out of my locker, and I went back to the complex. And I sat in there, and I was getting ready to get a flight home. I started sitting there, and I'm going, you know what? Look, I can't quit. I never quit anything in my life. My parents thankfully taught me to never quit anything, stick it out. I'm going to stick it out. I'm going to hit 400. I'm going to make them send me out of this league. So I got my stuff. I went right back there and put my stuff in the locker and everything. And then as that season went on, that's when I was hitting 300. And I got the courage up enough to write George Steinbrenner, the owner of the Yankees, a letter and asked him for a promotion. I took it to his hotel at the Bay Harbor Inn in Tampa, Florida, where we play there. And I handed it to the secretary. I said, ma'am, would you hand this letter to Mr. Steinbrenner when he comes to town? And the lady goes, oh, yeah, I'll take it up to him. He's here. Oh, man, my sphincter locked up, man. I was tired. I'm thinking, you know what? he's going to come to town one of these days here, and he'll get the letter. But I didn't expect him to get it while we were playing there. So sure enough, I go to the ballpark. Him and Stump Merrill, my manager, were in the stands. And I was all worked up, man. Oh, my stomach was... I was playing catch, warming up in Al Lang Stadium in St. Petersburg. And here comes Stump Merrill, done with his meeting. And I ran up to Stumpy. Stumpy, did George get my letter? Did he say anything about my letter? As Stumpy chewed his tobacco, he spat. And he looked at me and he goes, kid, the owner loved it. I went, oh man. That was a relief as I went and I blew up the commode in the clubhouse because I was so worked up. That night, got a couple hits. The next day, we bust back to Lauderdale. 6 o'clock in the morning, that next morning, the phone rings. Hey, Hud, pack your bags. You're going to Columbus, AAA. Flew over AA, went to AAA. So I'm on my way there. I'm on that, I'm on the airplane and I'm talking to myself, which I did a lot. Self, you pop off to a guy like that, and you go up there and you lay an egg, you're in trouble. You'll be done. Let's go. Time to perform. So I threw another log on the fire there. And then another time, Jim Sweeney at Fresno State University took me to lunch in one off season after my sixth year in A-ball and said, hey, kid, you can catch passes from Kevin Sweeney, my son, right here at Fresno, right in your own backyard. I'll scholarship you at 23 years old. You got to let baseball go. It's not going to happen. I said, coach, that's an outstanding offer. I'm so thankful that you would do that. But I turned down the greatest football institute in the world, the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. I'm going to make it in baseball. But thank you so much for sticking your neck out. And as I walked out of there, I put a huge redwood log on the fire of my heart. And so those things right there are what Bubba's going through, too. Now, I don't know if he's actually had a physical offer like I did to leave baseball. But, yeah, Bubba Starling... He has skills. He has athleticism. And when your arms and legs are so long, it's hard to be able to consistently repeat that. Just like a pitcher has to repeat his mechanics, a hitter has to do the same things. So he's had some issues where he struggled. But once he figures it out, pilot to bombardier.
We will have Bubba Starling and Whit Merrifield and Jason Hamill and Rex Hudler and his family and me all at Challenger Fashion tomorrow night. At the Muehlbach downtown, challengerfashion.com. You can still buy tickets. And Rex, let's just close it with that. Tell people why they should come out to the big event tomorrow night.
Oh, because these young special needs people that are everywhere we look, which is a blessing, can build self-esteem, can have fun, and can enjoy sports and the activities like typical kids. Come on, folks. Let's celebrate the difference. And watching these kids walk down the runway with a Whit Merrifield, a Bubba Starling, a Jason Hamill. Oh, call the cops, man. It, just the expression on their face to see how the crowd acknowledges them. They never get acknowledged. I can't wait. I'm getting a little emotional. Guys, this is beautiful. It's so fun to watch the faces. Thank you again for having me, guys. And thanks for stomaching my stories.
You know what? One of the best storytellers we ever have on this show. And I can't wait to see you tomorrow night and have a great night at Challenger Fashion. Rex, as always, thank you so much for the time. Hopefully we'll talk to you again real soon.
Oh, man. Fellas, all the best, man. Thank you for this morning.
All right. That is Rex Hudler talking about Challenger Fashion, talking about Lorenzo Cain, talking about writing a letter to George Steinbrenner. And really a great comparison. He had a chance to play football at Notre Dame, but he was a first-round pick from the Yankees, went with baseball, stayed for a long time. You heard him tell the story. He had a chance to play football again at Fresno State. After several years in the minors, he stuck with it. And what a great line to Bubba Starling. He said, I've lived your life. I want you to live mine. Well, I mean, that's awesome. That is what a fantastic motivational message to Bubba Starling. And hopefully Bubba can have some of that success making it to the majors for several years like Rex Hudler.
I've got that's goosebumps great. Right now. I mean, listening to Hud tell all that, is that's just goosebump stuff, man.
Put your shirt back on, though. Don't have to do that.
Yeah. What a treasure.
It was great.
Rex Hudler is a treasure.
You're a treasure for a lot of people also. He loved your questions, and he loves you.
I'll tell you what, one of the most fascinating nights of my life, I got to go to Rex Hudler's house, and he showed me all of... The guy's got the most phenomenal... sports memorabilia collection, baseball memorabilia collection you could ever see. He should sell tours. I would pay money to have him go through and because he's got a story for every single thing he's collected in his career. Unbelievable stuff.
If you want to go to the event, go to challengeyourfashion.com. Back after this on WHB.